Several thousand non-governmental representatives are holding a mass forum on racism in the South African port of Durban. Their session lasts until Friday when government officials convene for the UN Conference on Racism. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict figures prominently on the agendas of both conferences, and predictably, it already has sparked controversy. Secretary of State Colin Powell is staying away from Durban to protest the criticism of Israel that's contained in drafts of the UN meeting's final declaration. It's not yet clear whether the U.S. will send any delegates to the conference. The Bush administration and several European governments also oppose efforts by African states to obtain a formal apology and reparations for the slave trade. Another potential problem for the Durban conference is the question of India's untouchables. In a report released yesterday, the New York-based Human Rights Watch said caste-based discrimination affects 250 million people. It said the World Conference Against Racism should discuss the issue. Untouchables are well represented among the non-governmental groups in Durban, but India's government is lobbying to keep the issue off the table. Indian officials insist caste and race are not comparable, and that caste discrimination is an internal issue. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Gandhi called them Harijan, or children of God. Most people know them as untouchables. But they prefer to be known as Dalits, the Hindi word for oppressed. In the Hindu religion's rigid caste system that assigns a person an occupation and social status at birth, there are four distinct groupings: the priestly or scholarly caste, the warrior caste, the merchants, and finally, the laborers. Then come the Dalits, or untouchables. Technically, they are not even part of the caste system because their traditional jobs, handling human waste and animal carcasses, are considered religiously impure.
We sit at the lowest rung of the ladder.
Bhagwan Das was born into a subcaste of Dalits known as Balmikis, or manual scavengers. For centuries, their job has been to clean the toilets and houses of the upper castes. In some parts of India, where modern plumbing has not yet reached, this still means removing feces, sometimes by hand, each morning. Bhagwan Das does not clean toilets. Through good fortune, a little money, and an education, he became a lawyer who argues cases before India's Supreme Court. He says of the thousands of lawyers entitled to do so, only five are Dalits or untouchables, though he suspects there may be a few more who hide their identity.
They're afraid that in case people get to know that, it might affect their clientele, because the prejudices are very strong in the minds of the people. And they judge you not on the basis of merit and performance. Caste comes in the way.
There are an estimated 160 million Dalits in India, roughly 16% of the population. And most find escaping the caste-based social order difficult, if not impossible. In the Hoskos section of New Delhi, a man and woman sweep the courtyard of a middle-class apartment block. When they finish outside, they'll go inside to clean the toilets. Roshan and her husband Kishan are both members of the Balmiki subcaste, and both desperately want to be doing any job but this one.
Nobody does this work because they want to. We do it because we have no other opportunity. Jobs are difficult to find, and for us Dalits, it's even harder. So that's the problem. That's why we do this job, the same job our families have been doing for generations.
Kishan, her husband, takes the long view.
Sir, kaam to ye bhi bura nahi hai.
I believe in the dignity of work, so any work I can get, in my opinion, is respectable. But I don't want my children to have to do this job. So I'm using the money I earned here to make sure my children get an education. That way, they may be able to find something better. My dream is that in my family, this profession dies out with me.
In the anonymity of the city, where strangers rub up against each other on crowded buses and eat at the same restaurants, it's difficult, if not impossible, to tell who is an untouchable and who is not, a fact Dalits say makes city life a little easier. In the villages, however, where most Indians still live, untouchability flourishes. Many villages are still strictly segregated by caste, Dalits are often forbidden from drinking from upper caste wells or worshiping at their temples. Dalit children denied access to education. Dalit women used as sexual slaves by upper caste men. This despite the fact that India outlawed untouchability more than 50 years ago. India's Attorney General Soli Sarabji.
No constitution in the world, and I say it with all the emphasis in my command, at my command, has such extensive provisions for affirmative action as the Indian constitution.
On this point, there is no disagreement, even from Dalit activists. In addition to outlawing untouchability, India has reserved nearly 20% of the seats in parliament for Dalits. A number of government jobs and places in India's schools are reserved for them as well. The problem, says Ravi Nair of the South Asia Human Rights Documentation Center, is one of compliance. And this, he says, is why India wants to keep caste off the table in Durban.
They want to make sure that caste does not figure at the international level, because they will be then forced to take on a much more affirmative action program than what they've been doing so far. They've been getting away with no compliance, no enforcement, with even national legislation, because there has been very little national scrutiny on this issue.
Ashish Nandi of the Center for the Study of Developing Studies says there is another reason why the government of India is reluctant to discuss caste at the conference.
I think that is the government of India's fear that once human rights bodies are allowed to probe things which they consider internal, they will look into other kinds of discriminations, other kinds of violation of human rights. For example, in Kashmir, and government of India wants to avoid that. It wants basically to affirm is sovereignty in this matter.
Attorney General Soli Sarabji says that sovereignty is not the issue. The Indian government, he says, simply believes bringing caste into a conference on racism would distract participants from the main agenda.
Racism cannot be equated with caste discrimination. That there is caste discrimination in India, despite several affirmative provisions in the constitution and several laws, is undeniable. But caste and race are entirely distinct.
Human rights activist Ravi Nair disagrees.
Like racism, this is an issue of dominance by one group against another. If I was born into a Dalit community, irrespective of what vertical mobility that I had because of my class background, I would still not be able to change my caste hierarchy in the social pecking order.
Dalit activists and human rights groups say they find it ironic that India, which championed the civil rights movement in the United States and the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa, is now reluctant to discuss its own discrimination problem in front of the world. The Indian government may succeed in keeping caste off the agenda at the Durban conference, officially anyway, but many non-governmental organizations will be in Durban to plead their case, in hopes of persuading India to enforce the progressive laws it already has on paper. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.